Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
As the weather outside becomes snowier and the holidays approach, it gets easier to recognize privilege right in front of our eyes. The warm home, the family gatherings, no more than 10, the ability to give gifts. But when it's not so easy to see, it's the full shelters, the nursing homes that can't have visitors, and long lines for the food bank. At a time when we're all suffering at different levels, do we have the capacity to dig deeper for those that are suffering more? Welcome to The Conversation Piece. This is Valerie Plante.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Valérie Plante, mairesse de Montréal. I think that the first time I realized that things were not exactly the same depending of who you are is when I realized that in my, where I'm from, which is Abitibi-Témiscamingue, it was not the same if you were an Aboriginal or a non-native person. White people were, I felt like we were all together, and it was an easy access to certain things where I felt the native communities were kind of on the side, and we didn't talk to each other. But though I was young, I felt like it was, they were not the same, and they were not treated the same. But it was, it took a long time before I actually pinned down on, oh, okay, this is what discrimination means or even colonization means. So quickly when I was young, I realized that it was quite sensitive, and injustice, small injustice or big ones, did hurt me a lot. And so I felt that I had two choices in life. One choice was to kind of feel oppressed by this, the feeling that there's nothing I could do, and to kind of, you know, go in my bed and cry all day, or I could actually take action. So my way with of dealing with injustice and sometimes a feeling that, oh my God, it is so huge, how are we going to deal with that or solve that, I decided to go with action. So I go out and I volunteer, and I'm outside marching. And now, then I got involved into a political party, and now I'm mayor. But it's definitely into this kind of taking action in my own hands, dealing with what I find difficult and struggles that I find difficult to deal with. My first experience is when I was a teenager. I started to volunteer in an elder home. And I felt like it was such a rewarding place to be. And just, I didn't do much, to be honest. I was just there smiling, being nice, offering help. And it felt useful. And it was my first experience just saying, oh, giving to others, being sensible to other people actually is a good feeling. And it seems like people are feeling good about it as well. So though I started to volunteer quite young, I have to say that once I got to college and then university, that I felt like I could definitely contribute to different causes. And being surrounded with a lot of people. Before it was more, you know, solitary volunteering, where now it was being activist. And the first one of the cause that I supported was the fight for very low or lower tuition fees for the university. There was things around climate, about having clean water, about peace as well. So I was really involved. But I think for me, what was great is to be with a group of people where not only would we march, but we would also discuss and bring new ideas and see how can we make this this important cause being heard, which is always a challenge. My first success, of one of the first success I've had as an activist, was when we decided to, a group of women, we decided to work together and to create a training for women in women's shelters, women's organization, that would be about how the globalization of the economy impacts women differently. And it was a big deal because we had jobs and we were going to universities and having our life, but we decided to you know, take that very serious subject and to create something that would be accessible for women in shelters. So yeah, we did that work and I'm really proud of that. Definitely, I think that when you have that type of successes of being together and put our forces together is definitely, I think it was probably one of the game changer or a place where I said, okay, I can actually have an impact on my community, in my society, and there's different ways to do it. So activism has been a big part of how I used to see myself as a, or how activism is a way to change the world, for sure. And now, of course, it has evolved. Now I'm mayor. I definitely wanna fight against climate change and how it is slowly affecting us. Slowly, but not that slowly, actually. And more, even more strongly every year, or the pace is quite, is getting more intense. So I'm definitely thinking about my kids and maybe my possible grandchildren and other people's, you know, children. This is what motivates me when I think about everything that needs to be done for climate change. And it's not an easy one because at the municipal level, I'm quite limited. It's not like I have the tools and the power to, you know, create the real changes that needs to be done. That being said, I'm definitely doing my part. And we're being quite audacious about that. But it is a subject that really that I really care about. A lot of things matters to me. But if there's one motivation, one thing that kind of helps me to go through everything is this idea of leaving no one behind. Even when I was volunteering, I was young, I was thinking about the elders being isolated. I didn't like that. Or even when I was thinking about those students that cannot go to school because it was too expensive, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't like injustice. And again, is how, now that I'm mayor, how do I make sure that I can create the right projects or program policies that will assure as much as I can that no one is left behind. And even in my strong belief on climate change and how important it is to act, I have to say most of the time, the first thing that I think of is how do we make sure that even this fight against climate change and as the world is changing, how do we make sure that it's not the most vulnerable that are still behind, that it will still be the most affected? This is really what motivates me in life.
Valerie Plante spoke at the Walrus Talks at Home at the Broadbent Institute's 2020 Progress Gala in November. And she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have walked, wheeled, and webcammed onto the stage at the Walrus Talks. If you enjoyed this podcast, consider donating. Any donation from now until the end of December will be matched. That's double the impact on creating fact-based Canadian journalism. Learn more at thewalrus.ca/donate.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.